A pair of gold medals for pairs figure skating. That's the verdict today from the International Olympic Committee. A second gold medal has been awarded to the Canadians, Jamie Soleil and David Peltier. They are now co-champions with the winning pair from Russia. NPR's Tom Goldman reports from Salt Lake City on the conclusion to 5 days of scandal.
The pressure to resolve the skating controversy had been building since that moment Monday night when the judges' marks flashed up on the screen following the Canadians' performance. Jamie Soleil and David Peltier skated what appeared to be a flawless program, but the marks put them second to Russians Yelena Berezhnaya and Anton Sigurilidze, who made several mistakes. Allegations of judging misconduct emerged the next day, and the International Skating Union, or ISU, said it would hold a hearing on the matter the following week. But amidst mounting public pressure and intense media scrutiny, the ISU met late last night and made two recommendations: to suspend French judge Marie-Reine Lagune for misconduct and to make Soleil and Peltier co-Olympic champions. This morning, members of the International Olympic Committee met to discuss the recommendations. IOC President Dr. Jacques Roga spoke at a news conference afterwards.
The executive board of the IOC agreed, and a gold medal will be awarded to the Canadian pair. I'm happy for the athletes, not only for the skaters, but also in particular for all the other athletes in all the other sports who deserve the full attention of the media and the public opinion.
At the Canada House, a meeting spot for Canadian athletes, officials, and fans, nearly 200 people watched the announcement on television. Later, Jamie Soleil said she and Peltier weren't sure what was happening until their lawyer called them right before the announcement.
Craig just said, I think you guys have to come and see this. We're going to have a press conference and something might happen here big. So we sat down, and as soon as we saw what was going on, it was amazing. It was unbelievable. A really big surprise for us.
There were no details available about what happened Monday night with Judge Lagune. Ottavio Cinquanta, president of the ISU, said only that the judge was responsible for some misconduct. No word on whether she was pressured to cast her vote in a certain way, or if there was pressure, where it may have come from. More information, Cinquanta said, may come out soon.
We have got enough evidence to take the first decision. Now, please give us some more time. We will continue our assessment, and then the certain day we will declare this investigation as concluded. But the investigation is not yet concluded.
Lagune, who voted for the Russian pair, reportedly has said she was pressured by French officials to cast her vote. Cinquanta said there was no evidence of Russian involvement in the judge's misconduct. He also said he's been working on a new system of judging that might prevent from future problems, although nothing will be foolproof.
Subjective opinion are free, and it is impossible to control 100%. But in the case of the evidence that something went wrong, then you have seen here in 24 hours, we have done, we have set as a former speed skater a world record.
Actually, it took a bit longer than that, and had there not been pressure from the public, media, and the IOC, Cinquanta's skating union wasn't planning to hold a hearing until next Monday. Cinquanta admitted public opinion moved the process along. In fact, the IOC and its corporate sponsors have been besieged by emails and letters of protest. Not everyone applauded the decision. A spokesman for the Russian Olympic Committee called the decision an infamy for the Canadians. It's not just, he said, and it's not sport. This is the fourth time in history that additional medals have been awarded because of disputes and competition. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Salt Lake City.